Thank you and good morning. Assembly Republican leaders have introduced a bill that would fix what is described as a loophole in Prop 47, the measure that downgraded previous felonies to misdemeanors. The Assembly Public Safety Committee will take up AB 2369 today, and if it's passed, the measure would allow a judge to upgrade property crimes from misdemeanors to felonies if those crimes occur at least 3 times in a 3-year span. Currently, the theft of property less than $950, including the theft of firearms, is considered a misdemeanor no matter how many times the theft is committed. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said in an email that the bill is supported by the California Police Chiefs Association and that any bill that brings relief to the citizens of California is a step in the right direction. Backers of the bill want to give the judge discretion when it comes to repeat offenders, and the goal is to get the proposition onto the November ballot. The County Public Works Department will get some of the funding needed for road maintenance now that the Forest Service announced it will distribute Secure Rural Schools funds from 2015. Humboldt County stands to get $890,000 in funding, money that will be used for roads, schools, and forest projects. County Schools and the Roads Fund will split 85% of the total, with the remaining 15% to be used for services such as forest roads, the Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team, and conservation efforts. Officers and deputies with the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence on Blue Slide Road in Ferndale, and it ended with the arrest of a 33-year-old man. Drug Task Force members contacted 33-year-old Stephen Edward Erickson in the 9500 block of Blue Slide, and a subsequent search of the residence turned up a butane hash extraction lab, 8 pounds of hash, and more than 35 pounds of processed marijuana packaged for sale. Erickson was arrested and transported to county jail, where he was booked on numerous drug charges, including possession for sale and manufacturing. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence on Highway 101 north of Laytonville in the early morning hours yesterday on a report that a physical altercation was underway between a father and a son. When deputies reached the scene, they found the father, identified as 58-year-old Sanford Sternick, dead from blunt force trauma to the head, and they contacted and then arrested 25-year-old Jewel Dyer in connection with the death. Detectives suspect that Dyer and his father got into a physical altercation, and Dyer used a baseball bat that caused the fatal injuries. An autopsy has been scheduled, and Dyer was booked into Mendocino County Jail with bail set at $500,000. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a white male adult whose body was found in Garberville early Monday morning. Around 2 o'clock, a security guard came across an unresponsive man lying at the entrance of the emergency room at Gerald Phelps Hospital. He was pronounced dead at the scene shortly after. How the body ended up at the entrance of the emergency room remains unknown, and the identification of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors is currently crafting the new fiscal year budget, and that means dealing with deficits and loss of revenue and finding ways to fund county services, like the county airport. Last week's news that the county had secured an agreement with Ramon's Bakery for the operation of a restaurant in the old gift shop space is a step forward, and it was a deal headed up by Supervisor Virginia Bass. Bass said that while the sale of pastries and coffee won't add millions to county coffers, it does improve the experience for travelers into and out of the county.
It's great to have a restaurant facility. It's great to have, you know, different concessions. But those don't really bring the county money. It's a small amount. It's like a rent. What that does is it improves the experience for the customer. Yeah. It certainly makes it better for the flying public or the people who work out in that area. And
Bass said that small airports like ours need revenue from sources other than increased airline flights. And that can mean better use of airport property or even more development.
Well, most airports, especially smaller ones, really rely on ancillary businesses. And that's not even based on the flights that are coming in. That's on using, you know, airport property. And even on the outside of the property, there's nothing that says that can't be developed in many cases. And so, you have to find ancillary revenue, which is what really helps, you know, the airport be able to thrive.
Bass said that travelers can also now book flights from Eureka to any destination where Alaska Airlines flies by using the Alaska Airlines webpage. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.